Welcome to Breakthrough with Brig, the podcast that teaches high-achieving Black women how to use thought work to break through barriers, get out of their own way, and become their best self in the most loving and sustainable way. Y'all ready? Let's dig in. Welcome back to another episode of Breakthrough with Brig, the podcast for the high-achieving Black woman. I'm your host, Brig Johnson. How y'all doing? Really, how are you? How often do you ask yourself that? Do you study you? Do you check in? I'm asking because I want to share a powerful story. And it involves me doing just that, checking in with myself and what I found I want to share on today's episode. Episode 130. But first, a word from our sponsors. This podcast is sponsored by Deeply Rooted. Are you a high-achieving Black woman who feels overwhelmed, stressed out, and wonders if there's more to life than this? Well, get ready for a transformation like no other. Introducing Deeply Rooted, the groundbreaking signature program designed exclusively for you. Picture this: a better relationship with yourself, a more fulfilling connection with others, and an end to isolation. Say goodbye to the days of struggling to communicate effectively at home and work. With Deeply Rooted, you'll discover the keys to unlock your true leadership potential, making others eager to join you, your cause. No more battling your inner critic alone. We'll show you how to turn that voice into your inner cutie, boosting your confidence and banishing self-doubt and indecision. Imagine the freedom of releasing the mental energy wasted on making endless decisions, creating space for more of what really and truly matters in your life. And that promotion you've been eyeing, it's within reach. By showing up authentically and allowing your brilliance to finally shine, you'll become impossible to ignore. It's time to stop fading into the background and start taking up all the space you deserve. Deeply Rooted is your year-long journey into the one thing you can control, the one difference maker, you. You've earned a PhD, honorary or not, in understanding everyone else, from parents to coworkers, but now it's time to focus on loving and supporting yourself. So join us on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and empowerment. It's time to reclaim your life, embrace your authentic self, and unleash your full potential. Join the wait list for Deeply Rooted at brigjohnson.com/group. Again, to get on the wait list, go to brigjohnson.com/group. Don't wait another minute. The life you've been longing for is just a decision away. Step into your power and be the high-achieving, fulfilled Black woman you were meant to be. Deeply Rooted, your path to a life of purpose, success, and unapologetic self-love. Get on the wait list now and change your life forever. Today is show and tell. I'm going to reveal some things about me and I'm spilling the tea. We're going to dive deep into my personal journey from a stressed out single mother of three to a calm, grounded mother who sleeps soundly at night. But before we get into that, I want you to really get a picture of my before. The reason why I say this is because I was recently asked, do I get stressed out? And the person asked me, like, have I shared my stressed out story on the podcast? And I was like, no. And I literally was like, I don't get stressed. That was my immediate answer. And there were other people who were listening, and some of the other people listening in on the conversation stated that they were thinking, of course, Brig doesn't get stressed out. And their response and my response made me ponder, because I'm like, do I get stressed out? Do I not get stressed out? Am I faking the funk? Like, I really was thinking about it. I had to think about, when was the last time I got stressed out? Now, here, listen to me. It's not saying I don't get and experience stress, because I do, but stressed out? I want to explore that. And I'm going to share with you some things I uncovered that may benefit you, because I did this exercise. Like, I really thought about stressed out. I don't get that often, but that wasn't always the case. So let's spill the tea and enjoy an interesting aspect of my journey. But another pause. Before I do that, I have to, because you really don't get my stress. Like, what makes me the expert for Black women in stress? Like, I really had to think about that. Why should you guys listen to me when I talk about stress as a Black woman? What makes me the authority? And I can't do that without sharing my background, 20-year history as being a nurse anesthetist or nurse anesthesiologist. I had one of the most stressful jobs imaginable, like literally anesthesia. I deal with people breathing. And listen, if you don't breathe, you don't have very long on this earth, right? It is like the most stressful job imaginable. My role was to monitor and manage my patient's stress response to surgery. So, A, not only am I working in a very stressful job, but my job is also to manage the emotional and physical stress that my patients were having to a stressful thing called surgery. My job was to ensure their safety and their well-being throughout the entire process and let them see me sweat, right? It was a very high-pressure environment, and especially in the labor and delivery department where I worked. I had minutes to make decisions. There was no room for doubt or second-guessing or imposter syndrome. So it was a stressful job where I managed the stress of others and myself. Try to talk to a mother in the moments right before an emergency surgery just happened. Managing your stress and her stress and your reaction to her high stress. Yes, I got good at managing stress, seeing stress, helping people with stress. Or did I? Plot twist. Y'all drinking your tea? It's getting ready to get a little good here. You see, it wasn't just the demands of my profession that brought stress into my life. In fact, I would say that my job wasn't stressful at all. I loved my job. I got the call at 3:00 in the morning. No problem. I'm rushing to the hospital. They call me for a stat section. Not a problem. I loved my job. I was good at it. I managed the stress of that job very well. But as a mother, that was a different story. I often felt overwhelmed trying to balance my career, family, and all my personal aspirations, because I knew as a single mother, it all evolved around me. I believe that the world and my children should understand and validate my sacrifices. I wanted everybody to acknowledge my efforts, all that I gave up and did, the 24-hour shifts, working extra, not having a social life, all that I did simply to help my kids. So it was either offer help or get out of my way. I remember one time I was literally stressed out because as a single mother, you know, you get off at 5 or 4 or whatever, and my kids were involved in everything. So there was always an after school something that they had to get to. And if I wasn't working a 24-hour shift or whatever, then that was it. And the biggest stressor was, how was I going to get them there? And were they on 2 different places? And what were we going to eat for dinner? And there was one time where spaghetti was my go-to meal. I knew I can make a pot of spaghetti. They would be full and I could get it from table from start to finish in 15 to 20 minutes flat. Open up a bottle of Ragu Chunky, put that thin spaghetti, boiling water with a little olive oil, ground up my ground meat. And if it wasn't already defrosted, I knew how to do it in the microwave. So it was just cooked enough, but mostly defrosted, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? So I was on my way to the store. I was in line. I had like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Y'all, I drove like a bat out of hell everywhere because I was always in a hurry, always stressed, always had something to do as a mother. I'm going to the store and there were these 2 cute little white-haired older ladies that were lackadaisical going towards the checkout line. I sized it up. I knew that if I was behind, like I had seconds. And what did I do? I literally ran and jumped right in front of them as they got in line. I had no qualms about it. I literally cut line in front of 2 silver-haired elderly lady. And one of them had said something about I was being rude, or I can't remember what she said. But I remember my response was, well, I will tell the president to give you a presidential award for your social character or something. Like I quipped back. Yes. That was me. I intentionally cut them in line and then had the nerve to make them wrong for my action. Yeah, that was me. Stressed out. But my thought was, you ain't got shit to do and I got everything to do. And that's how I lived my life. You ain't got shit to do. I got everything to do. Help or get out of my way. At work, I could handle the most stressful situations, such as a crash induction when a mom and baby's lives were at risk. We literally had 3 minutes to get the baby out, and it was my job to put him to sleep. So that part counted in the 3 minutes. So if I took longer on my part, mom, getting her to sleep, that meant the surgeon had even fewer minutes to get the baby out. So guess what he was doing or she was doing the entire time I was doing it? The whole room was doing. They were all looking at me. It is historically the worst anesthesia scenario possible, a crash induction of a mom laboring. But for me, that wasn't a problem at all. I could handle that cool as a cucumber. However, when I would return home, that calmness would evaporate. It would disintegrate. There was a different side of me that emerged soon as that garage door went. I experienced what I now call the stress code switch. Or if you're old enough, it was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I was Dr. Jekyll at the hospital, professional. Always on point. Nothing ever bothered me. Nothing got underneath my sleeve. And at home, I was Mr. Hyde. I was the bitch of bitches. I would go off on the littlest of things, where I would use all my skills and energy to maintain a sense of balance at work. Cause I know if I didn't get paid, the shit was really going to hit the fan. So I saw that and put all my energy there. And I had little or no ability to manage any stress when it came to my kids or home life because I had nothing left. One little thing and I would fly off. So I was not connected to my kids. My kids and our relationship was strained. But they were the reason why I was doing all of this. Yet they didn't get the benefit. And maybe this is you. Are you a gladiator at work and a grump at home? For me, it was one dish in a sink, a stain on a couch, or something left on the floor, and I would go completely off. At work, somebody could throw up on me. Somebody could move in the middle of an epidural. I would like, it's okay. Like, I would be calm as it. But it was, by the time I got home, there was nothing left. It was so bad, y'all, that my daughter had me listed in her phone. You know how they put code names on the phone? They don't put mom or whatever. They give everybody a code name in the phone. I don't know if kids still do that, but my kids did that. There was nobody, like, it wasn't mom, dad, Felicia, whatever. There was always a code name for it. And my phone name, one time I looked over when I called and I saw my label, and it showed up as Tsunami Mommy. Y'all know what a tsunami is, right? It's a long high sea wave that's caused by an earthquake or a submarine slide or other disturbances. In other words, I would be a source of a huge wave that would go through the house. I was that source. Or an arrival or occurrence of something overwhelming in overwhelming quantities or amounts. I was a tsunami at home. My daughter labeled me Tsunami Mommy. So why am I able to talk about stress? Because I lived it, especially in my relationship with others, especially in my relationship with my kids, in my relationship with myself, and in my significant other relationships. At work, I was a pro, but I used it all at work and I had nothing left. That was how I showed up to my kids, but it just didn't stop there. I had strained relationship with others too. My relationship with my significant others was different. It didn't show up as Tsunami Mommy. It showed up as Numbed Out Nelly, where one where I accepted or put up with things I know I never should have tolerated. But why did I do that? I simply didn't have the capacity to rock the boat. I know saying no, or I knew saying what I really wanted or what I needed would rock the boat. I was managing all the stress I could, and I couldn't have one more difficult conversation. I couldn't say no, so I let a lot sweep underneath the rug in my personal relationship with my significant others. Not because I didn't have anything but the capacity to bring another stressor into my life. It was like, no, like I can't. I just need to go to bed. It's okay. I kept putting things aside, like not bringing it up, because I didn't have the capacity. I couldn't manage it. I was doing everything I could to manage all the things that I was juggling at that time. Now, if you had asked me that, I wouldn't have told you that. I would have never have said, oh, I'm just sweeping things under the rug, right? I would have thought that I was standing up strong in my relationships. But when I go back and think about me and stress and my patterns and how I did it and what was going on to create now my signature program on stress reduction on Black women, I now see the pattern so clearly. Maybe you're doing the same thing. Are you not calling a spade a spade? Are you not advocating for yourself in your relationships? You know what you want, but you're just going along to get along. It is very self-protective. You simply just don't have the capacity to unpack yet another thing. You see, at work, I felt strong, I felt knowledgeable, and I was validated. But when I got home, I didn't realize I didn't want to be strong. I blamed the world for having me to be strong. I wanted acknowledgement for that. And I was mad that I even had to do all of this. What I didn't realize was that it was stress that I was causing myself. Notice I said causing myself. Here's another stress thing I want to talk about. One of the biggest stressors for us as Black women is arguing with what is. I'm going to say it again. One of the biggest stressors for us as Black women is arguing with what is. This shouldn't be happening like this. They shouldn't be doing this. My life shouldn't be like this. I shouldn't have to be doing this all by myself. They should do this. My kids should do this. My kids should do that. They shouldn't do this. And for damn sure, if I worked a 24-hour shift, there should be no damn dishes in the fucking sink. Yeah, that was my energy. That was where I was. And some of you completely resonate with this. Here's the problem with this. Each time we tell our brain this shouldn't be happening, while our brain is simultaneously observing it to actually be happening, we are signaling to our brain and therefore our body that something is wrong, and we are creating an automatic stress response each time we do that. I'm going to say it again. Each time we tell our brain that this shouldn't be happening, while our brain is simultaneously observing it to actually be happening, we are signaling to our brain and our body that something is wrong. And we are creating an automatic stress response each time we do that. This is why acceptance is a beautiful thing. Acceptance does not mean in any way that we are condoning what is going on or what is happening or what just happened. It just means that I am not putting my brain in that tailspin. I'm not saying this shouldn't be happening while it's not happening. It's self-protective, because now my brain isn't using all its energy trying to figure out how the thing that is happening shouldn't be happening and trying to stop it while it's currently happening, and then trying to figure out how it happened in the first place. You see what we're asking our brain to do? Like, we're literally asking our brain how to figure out why this thing is happening that shouldn't be happening, trying to stop it from happening, why it's currently happening, and then trying to figure out how it happened in the first place. Because as soon as we say it shouldn't have happened, you want to know why we ruminate at night? Because we told our brain this shouldn't be happening, and it was happening. They shouldn't have said it, and it did. And so now our brain was like, well, what happened? We gave it a problem to solve. We said, please solve for this. So now our brain spends days and nights and weeks and months, and for some of y'all, years, trying to figure out how it happened in the first place, because we are telling our brain it shouldn't have happened. They shouldn't have left. They shouldn't have treated me this way. I was too good for them. They shouldn't have done it. I should have got that promotion. That other person shouldn't have got it. My launch should have happened this way. My product launch should have happened this way. The presentation should have been like, I shouldn't have been late to work. I shouldn't have had a flat tire. My kids shouldn't have done this. My body shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have had this disease. My kids shouldn't have done it. Like, all of the, it shouldn't have happened. And our brain starts ruminating, trying to figure out, well, how did this happen that shouldn't have happened? Because I need to know so I know that it doesn't happen again, because you just told me it shouldn't happen. That's exactly what we're doing to our brain. And we want to know why we're having sleepless nights. That's it. It is a huge energy drain. And we wonder why we are tired all the damn time. Our brain queens use 20% of our energy. 20%. It is a huge mental load. Mental fatigue is a thing. We always talk about finite of time, but you know what's finite? Energy. Energy is finite because energy is how we use the time that we do have. And energy is finite. Our body will shut down. It will clamp down. It will not bring shit up. It will go along to get along. It will not go for our dreams. It will not do the scary stuff, all in an effort to conserve its energy if that energy level is already strained or low. It's self-protected. It is literally, our brain is literally rationing out our energy. And if most of our energy is going towards bullshit or old unresolved shit, 20-year-old shit, why he leave, why she leave, why I didn't get the job, why I had to leave, then we don't use our energy towards new shit, dream shit, better relationship shit, creating new experiences shit. Not because we don't want to. We do. We got an energy problem, and that energy problem is caused by stress. Now, as sad as me finding out my name was Tsunami Mommy in my daughter's phone, that wasn't what fueled my dive into studying stress in the Black woman, especially us as high achieving one. There's another stressful time in my life. It was when I embarked on a journey towards entrepreneurship and the self-development that is required that drove my understanding of why not just me, but my fellow Black queens, especially those building businesses and going for the high things, why we face similar struggles. I began studying our shared experiences, looking for patterns and insights. That's when I made a profound realization. It was stress and our response to it that hindered us. In diving deeper into this realization, I recognized stress was a common thread woven through our lives. It manifested differently for each of us, but it had a significant impact on our ability to thrive and sustain success. And that's what we want, right? We don't want fleeting success. We don't want success that we're scared is going to be here today and gone tomorrow. We'd rather not have it. We want sustained success, a sense of breaking out of the surviving and into thriving. I wanted to understand why stress had such a grip on us and how we can break free from these constraints, its constraints. We often carry the weight of expectations of our own and those imposed upon us by society. We battle imposter syndrome, systemic challenges, and the pressures to succeed in a world that didn't always value our unique experiences. These stressors could chip away at our confidence and erode our sense of self-worth, which all lowered our stress tolerance. Therefore, we energy conserve. This stress hinders us specifically in our staying power. Our ability to weather the ups and downs is what I was noticing. The failures, the turnarounds, the comments, the reviews, the launch that didn't go right, the snotty comment that somebody made, the money that we invested that we didn't get a monetary return on, the promotion we went for and didn't get, or the presentation that bombed, the lack of support from family or friends, especially significant others. Why are we not able to withstand these common things that happen to all of us and stay the course? We are starting businesses at staggering rates, but we are also quitting at staggering rates, or we are simply just surviving and not making any money. In other words, we have great starting power, but our staying power was literally, in a lot of cases, one small failure away. That's what I was observing. You see, the failures, mistakes, turnaround, the dead ends are all part of the journey, but it's our ability to stay in the game that determines our success, not our ability to avoid these, which is what we spend most of our time and energy doing. We're spending our time trying to avoid the failures, the fuck-ups, all of that. We have no energy for creation. And our brain starts rationing out energy. We start saying no to things, and our relationships start deteriorating, not because we don't want them, but because we just don't have the energy, because all our energy is going towards avoiding some shit that we think we're supposed to avoid. So we don't have the difficult conversations in our relationships. We don't manage our brain when it comes to our kids like I was doing. But it makes sense. If we have low energy, our brain is prioritizing our energy. How can we have a big goal by trying to avoid anything that would cause an energy drain? So let me manage all the people, all the comments. Let me people please. Let me work hard. Let me overwork. Right? Let me do all of these things so I can avoid another energy drain. Our brain is being protective. Like we don't have much more, so we can't take a blow. And if we do have one of these energy drains, then we didn't do our job right. And we are wrong. Which what? Guess what? Causes more stress. But to succeed is just the opposite. It's our ability to fail and fail frequently that has the most significant thing in moving the needle towards our success. When I looked into this question, why? What causes this? Why is it that we seem to be inherently less stress tolerant? Epigenetics aside, what could it be? That's when I uncovered was something both simple and mind-blowing at the same time. Through my own self-discovery, I began to unravel the complexities of stress and its impact on our lives, where it lives in our brain, what it does to our brain, and how the brain manages it. But I did this looking from a cultural, historical, Black woman perspective. I recognized that stress wasn't something we could eliminate entirely, nor did we want to because it acts as a GPS for us. But we could change our relationship with it, and we could develop tools and mindset to navigate stress more effectively and build our staying power. Today, I stand before you as a testimony to the power of this transformation. I've learned how to navigate the stress code switch that I once used. I've learned how to manage stress of failures in the entrepreneurial journey. But sometimes it seems like I traded one stressful job for another job, right? And I did, because your journey is stressful. But the difference is I have tools that I didn't have when I did anesthesia full time. I found the balance and the calmness while still pursuing an oftentimes rocky entrepreneurial journey, both professionally, personally, and financially, without the once familiar stress freakouts. I'm also happy to say that my daughter has replaced my entry into her phone with Little Mama. I can strive for connection over everything now. I have control over my emotions. I am no longer raging like a destructive tsunami. And it's going ongoing journey, but I'm committed to growing, learning, and sharing what I discovered with other high-achieving Black women who may be facing similar challenges. If you're not speaking up when you want to, if you're not going for your goals, yet they burn within. If you're saying no to your dreams, feeling stuck, or waiting for the world to change so you can feel safe, listen up. If any of this resonates with you and you want to find ways to permanently reduce stress and work, I want you to be able to say, like I did, when was the last time you were stressed out? To go from stressed out, throwing shit, throwing tantrums all the time to literally, I don't get stressed out. Permanently reduce stress in your work, relationships, and with yourself. If you want to reduce the stress freakout and have them be a rarity, I have a special invite for you. I want you to join me in my upcoming masterclass, How to Reduce Stress in Your Work, Relationships, and with Yourself in 90 Days or Less. This masterclass will be held on June 25th. I'm spilling the beans and you don't want to miss it. On this call, you'll learn why and how stress management for us as Black women is unique and why we need to be specific and intentional with our approach, an approach that no one is teaching us. How and why it is different than what you've heard before and what's missing in the formula for stress management and how you can feel it. The best thing is, when you apply what you learn in this 90-minute class, all the other things you've been doing for stress management, yoga, meditation, deep breathing, all of that stress relief will 10x. You will be more present at work and home. You will experience more joy in everyday life. Your communication with yourself and others will improve. You will say no. You will have the hard conversations. You will say yes. And because of that, you will close more deals. You will deliver more winning presentations. You'll solve more problems, and you will become a valuable team member at work, at home, and people will notice you. You won't feel stuck any longer because your brain will no longer ration out its energy. You will be free to work on your dreams, to do the scary shit, to say no and mean it, and say yes and mean that shit too. Don't believe me? Just this weekend, one of my clients came, stressed out, stuck, no growth, in virtual tears. And in 2 hours' time, she understood herself. Her stress levels decreased significantly. She understood what she needed to do, how she needed to do it. She had a complete change of perspective. But not only her, there was another client that had the same thing. Hers was with the loss and grief. Her job got bought out by another company, and she was stressed because of that, arguing with the reality. When I showed her my simple technique, when she started applying it, her stress level decreased. She now feels empowered to go secure her job, her next job, stay in her same field, and do what she needs to do. Thinking this is just another boring class on stress relief delivered in your company's employee relations committee? Think again. I assure you, the solution is something you've never heard before. And best of all, it's easy to implement, and I'm delivering it to you absolutely free. Our proclivity towards stress out states is not our fault, but it is our responsibility, especially when we learn it. I want to arm you with the tools needed and the one foundational shift that no one talks about, that it takes to make this switch to better communication, more fulfillment, and adding more value to the world, making it a better place for you and for others. This former tsunami mommy wants you to do the shit you dreamed of and be at peace while doing it. It's possible for you because it was possible for me. Register at brigjohnson.com/masterclass. brigjohnson.com/masterclass. Your epic life is on the side of this. I will see you on the class. Thanks for listening as I spilt the tea. See you next week. Bye. Did you enjoy this podcast? Where I have a personal invitation. I want to spend time with you, coach you, talk about the issues that are affecting you. We do this in a community we call the Melanin Hour, created just for us high-achieving Black women. You can register at brigjohnson.com/coaching. And don't forget, Deeply Rooted is where we put all this shit together. We immerse ourselves and we master this. 6 months, you, me, and a bunch of women that look like you and got a little melanin in them. That's Deeply Rooted. You can register for the wait list at brigjohnson.com/group. Hope to see you there. Bye.